I'm now going to read to you Gospel verse number 4, the fourth in our list of 10 of the best Gospel verses. It's found in John chapter 3 and in verse 16. Here's what God says. For God so loved the world, that he gave his only begotten Son, that whosoever believeth in him should not perish, but have everlasting life. While that is number 4 in the list that I have been thinking of with you, it is likely the best known, most widely published verse in the whole of the Bible. It contains just about every gospel truth that you would need to know. And I want to just break it down into its constituent elements and ask you to consider them with me for just a few minutes. For God so loved the world that he gave his only begotten Son. The first half of the verse has to do with God and his Son. God loving the world so much or to such an extent or in such a great way that he gave his only Son to die for the world. The second half of the verse, it has to do with his Son and with you. Second half says that whosoever believeth in him should not perish but have everlasting life. First part of the verse tells us what God has done. Second part of the verse tells us what you must do. God has given his Son. Because he loved you, he gave his Son to die for you. The second half of the verse tells us what you must do. That is, believe in him. Put your trust in his Son, who has died and risen again. And if you do that, God says you'll have everlasting life. When you divide the verse up into its constituent elements, there's a tremendous amount of wonderful truth for us to consider. For God so loved the world to such an extent that he was prepared to give his Son, and that he did give his Son for that world. That is the world of men. Not the earth upon which we live, not the material, physical globe upon which we live, but God loved the world of humanity. Even though we are sinners, even though we have offended God's law, even though we have sinned against him, and as we saw in our previous verses together, all of us have sinned. That was the very first of these 10 gospel verses that we've considered. Verse number 1, Romans chapter 3. Verse 22 and 23, for there is no difference, for all have sinned. That's describing the world of humanity for whom God sent his Son to die. What great love that God has shown in sending his Son. For God so loved the world that he gave freely, gave from heaven to come to earth, his Son. Not only gave his Son to come to the earth, but gave his Son to come and die upon a cross. The cross of shame and agony upon which the Saviour died, a sacrificial death, a substitutionary death, a death that would meet the demands of God for your sin and for mine. God was prepared to give his Son, his one and only, his unique Son. He gave him so that whosoever believeth in him, that is, believeth in the Son, hath everlasting life. Everlasting life doesn't just mean that we're going to live forever. Every one of us is going to exist forever. That is, beyond life here on earth, there is a life in eternity. The Bible tells us plainly and clearly that there is an existence in hell and there is an existence in heaven. One is an existence of sorrow and gloom, suffering the judgment of God. The other is an existence of bliss and joy and happiness with God and with Christ forever. God has given his Son to die upon the cross. He loved the world so much that he gave his Son for the world. He gave his Son for you. So that whosoever, that is, any person, whatever their background, doesn't matter the life they're living, doesn't matter the sins they've committed, if they're prepared to believe that Christ has died for them, for their sins, God says they'll have everlasting life. As I've said, that's more than an eternal existence, more than living forever. The expression everlasting life is found in the original text of the Bible. It could really be expressed like this in English. life for the ages to come. Now that's something. That at the very last moment of life on earth, standing on the horizon of eternity, looking out into the world to come, just to know that you have life for the world to come. The opposite of that, of course, is death. To die without Christ as your Saviour, to die without hope in Christ as a Saviour, means that you face certain and eternal death. Not eternal annihilation, not eternal non-existence, but eternally to exist in separation from God. For God so loved the world that he gave his only begotten Son. What a gift. That whosoever, what an offer, any person, doesn't matter who they are, doesn't matter who you are, that whosoever believeth in him, that's the only condition to receiving this life, it is to put your trust, it is to bow before Christ, the Son of God, and accept him as your Saviour, to tell him that you're prepared to believe in him, to trust in him, to turn from your sin and believe in him, is conversion. The verse says that whosoever believeth in him should not perish. That is, they never ever suffer an eternal judgment for their sins. But they will have, certainly, personally, they will have everlasting life. So as you consider the fourth of our top 10 gospel verses, turn over the words, feel the weight of every word, savour the sweetness of the truth of those words, that God, the God who created you, so loved the world, the whole world, that he gave his only, his one and only Son, so that whosoever believeth in him, believeth in the Son, put their trust in him and in him alone, they shall not perish, never experience eternal judgment for their sin, but they will have everlasting life. That's a promise that God gives. As a promise that God gives on the basis of the offer that he has extended to you in the giving of his Son. As you turn the words over, bear in mind God is offering you the greatest blessing you could ever have, everlasting life. Offering to you the most expensive gift that has ever been provided. In order to offer you everlasting life, God had to pay by giving his well-beloved Son. He gave his Son to die. That's how much he loved you. That's how much he loved the world. And if you were to believe in that Son whom he gave, you would have everlasting life.